This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Just shake it off, you know? Shake it off and just like get started.
This well, is going on Halloween the day.
That's right.
Trick or treat.
Beth Stellington.
Yeah.
Beth Stellington, right?
And now it's Halloween, right?
The nightmare before the episode
what
recording.
You, what
Beth was being
what
psychotic
you
be,
what
before gonna, this started. Beth was being totally fucking psychotic. And I was like,
that's
we have to start the episode. You see this? For anyone who's only listening, I'm holding up a Kiwi Labs pickleball paddle sent to me by my friend from Michigan. I don't know what this fucking guy's name is.
Is it in there, maybe?
This guy, it's me. Yeah, it might be, for all I
little
know.
Little card.
Let's see, is there a card?
Potentially. or
all,
a return address?
All kinds of stuff.
Ooh.
Okay. Nope. So what I'll say is, thank you for the, and they he had to write for Sean Clements, not Amir, on the package. And that's because anything that shows up at HeadGum technically is Amir's property unless you write that on it.
No.
We have to tithe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. Maybe throw on one of those groups.
Tithe one on.
By the way, I have not Amir's written on me because otherwise
yeah,
he can basically do whatever he wants when mm-hmm. I'm inside this studio.
Tattooed, even?
Hmm?
Worth tattooing if you're in it for the long haul here.
I'm not. We're not. We're not.
Yeah, this is just another quick stop for us. It's another town we move on. You know,
we could be for your dressing up as your Halloween
as your costume. Halloween scaring clothes. Yes,
I am gonna do. I don't know yet. I haven't totally decided. I was just thinking
you're
of
gonna
getting
the most dry. Interesting man in the world.
You are?
Yeah.
So just no changes?
No, I'm going to be. I'll get dressed like a beard.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a plan?
I'm a bottle of Dos Equis.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah,
is that every year? It kind of felt like you were after.
He's chased me around.
I'm chasing okay. him around.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. I was just thinking about being like a card.
Can't
one card in the
me.
Deck.
That's little,
I've been working on yeah. that.
I say, yeah. I'm going to. I like. I,
he's yeah. I let
I'm being
him.
Sort
yeah.
of deciding whether or not to be like. I guess he's kind of Latino or something,
right?
And people are like, people get pissed at me about that.
But I.
And
but
then I'm like, okay, I'm supposed to be the most interesting white man in the world, and now they're incredibly pissed,
right?
I think the actor's not. Worse. If you watch some interviews with the actor, I think you'll find a lot more in common with him, you know?
Okay.
He actually wrote a book.
Really?
With some of his own stories. He's an interesting man in his own right.
In the story.
In what
the most
realm?
Interesting book in the story.
In what know? Realm? Like Various? Or does he have a particular fascination outside
various.
Of acting?
Various.
Mm.
Yeah, some of his early acting stories.
Okay.
And certainly the story of telling people to stay thirsty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Which is basically saying don't have any
water.
Dos Equis or water or anything.
Mm-hmm. Well,
don't have it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That is an interesting take.
It's the most. It's the
because
most
you could say stay thirsty
world.
Means drink more beer. Because it's not quenching.
The most interesting beer spokesperson is the one who says don't drink it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
Like they're totally, I mean, they're fucking with you mentally, and that is really interesting. Unfortunately, like
yeah.
that, those kind of mind games—that's what keeps people interested.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Yeah,
sort of forbidden yeah. fruit.
No, totally. It's like, you know, people say, "Oh, I'm sick of these games. Like, I just want somebody who's straight up." It's like, no, you don't. Snooze fest. You'd be bored in a second. My wife has no idea where I am right now. My wife has no clue where I am.
When I'm dating, I'm Jigsaw.
I go full Jigsaw mode.
Wait, what is Jigsaw?
Jigsaw, he wants to play a game. Or he wants to know if you want to play a game.
Oh, okay.
And he wants to play a game.
Okay.
Or at least, I guess he's not playing, right?
The scary character?
He's conducting. He's designing the game.
Yeah.
Yes?
In some ways, he's the only honest character ever presented
in the history
of
cinema.
Is this from the movie Saw?
Yeah.
Okay, I've never seen it. Mm-hmm. I don't. It's just.
First name's movie Jig. Saw X.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. First name's Jig, last name's Saw. Mm-hmm. That's part of the reveal? Or no?
What's part of what reveal?
Like, how come I never knew that? I've never seen the movies. I guess
you didn't
that
know that Jigsaw's in Saw?
I was able to sort of, through deductive reasoning, figure that out.
Mm-hmm. And somehow it's been.
But I just never saw the movie.
Absorbed, yeah.
And I don't want to. I don't like being scared.
Yeah. Well, I don't see the movies, you know what I mean? But what Hayes and I do is we read the descriptions of all the scary movies. We read the plot summaries. Mm-hmm. So we kind of
think about
how
I would solve that puzzle if we were in that situation.
The puzzles I go through all the time. Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be like.
Because I've done stuff I need to be punished for.
Right.
Like, I acknowledge that. Okay. Like, I've done things in my career, in my personal life.
Oh, my God.
Are we privy to some of those?
Eventually, some, yes.
Okay.
But only some.
Right.
And so eventually, someone is going to capture me and have me. Give me the opportunity to do penance.
Yeah.
To make it right.
It'll be like, hey, there's 100 fish hooks in your head.
Yeah.
Pull them out or else you're the fish. And then you just go like, you get like most of them and then, just, you know, then you die.
Yeah.
Do you die no matter what?
No, sometimes you
if you get all them out,
I think
you win.
You can't technically
you're released.
Escape.
Yep.
Free to go?
Yeah.
Catch and release.
And that's because you like caught a fish one time.
Wow.
And you have to be punished.
Oh, I didn't know it was such a...
It's like an environmental message.
So
Jigsaw works with the EPA.
The crimes that people have done in life in the 10th movie are not as like serious as like, you know.
Right.
It used to be.
Well, I guess I should be worried.
It used to be more extreme.
Would you ever dress up as a costume when you did Halloween before?
Have I ever?
Would you ever dress up as a costume for when you did Halloween before? Okay.
Well, yeah, simple question. I'm so sorry that I missed that.
Yeah. Would you?
I would, and I have.
Perfect. Moving on.
I guess maybe.
It only took a year off my life. Can we move on now?
Beth, you were last with us in August of 2020.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how long it took me to miss you guys.
How was your summer of 2021?
Terrible.
Bad summer?
I think so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I got COVID near the end of it.
Okay.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, real sweaty. Remember staring at myself in the mirror.
I'm sitting next to you.
Well, there's been a couple years.
Ass.
Okay.
Your COVID was great?
No, my summer 2021.
Yeah, nobody asked Hayes, but his summer was actually fucking
what
awesome.
What was it like?
Built a dock.
What?
Yeah.
Like
designed and fully constructed every piece of the dock.
Mm-hmm. And is it being used currently?
We don't have any water for it.
Yeah.
We don't have water for it yet, but the dock design, when you put this thing
it's for my
in
car.
And
so I drive right out.
And just to the edge?
Just to the edge. Have to kind of climb out. Through the window.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's, I'm trying to picture what it's doing on the ground.
It comes right up to the window. What's it doing on the ground?
Yeah, like I'm picturing like if it doesn't have water to go down into, is it, when it's sitting up, if you're waiting to put it in water.
It's not like a dock that, it's just a normal dock. It's not one that's like inclined that you just like shove a boat onto.
Right.
It's just normal. This show is normal.
It's a normal show. We're not going to try to
when we give
trick you with like some weird
it's
dock.
It's just a normal version.
When we talk about a dock, like if it was a weird one, it won't be.
Yes.
We'd explain that.
Thank you.
We'd say like, this is one of the strange ones.
I can picture it now. Can I just go back a few? Did you want to know any of the costumes? Or was it frustrating that I didn't answer quick?
Well, I want just two, please, only.
Yeah, two
Can
costumes.
I say two?
Say the costume.
Okay, I was Ariel. but dead. She drowned. Mm-hmm. She got.
She drowned?
She did as
she tried to go back in there.
Yeah.
Dead Ariel.
Dead Ariel.
Okay.
And then I was Bambi's mom.
Did she have flippers or what do you call them? Feet?
What do you call them? Feet.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
That Bambi's mom. So I'm with getting a little wound. Bit of a theme here.
Yes, death. Death.
Women. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, women and death.
Yeah.
Pretty scary.
Yeah.
Pretty spooky.
Freaks me out.
Yeah.
Freaks me out.
And I did have an opportunity to be sexy in both, which is sort of like, kind of like.
That's like a little bonus sometimes when you're putting your mm-hmm. costume together. Yeah, my Dos Equis bottle is going to mm-hmm. have like a lot of like couple flaps and stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Opportunities gonna be, to peek.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of removable pieces to the costume.
I like that.
Kind of like fall
peel,
off.
Peel Whoops. Off the label yeah. maybe. You could peel.
Yeah, it's not, the costume's finished. I'm not really taking suggestions.
Okay, like, I'm so sorry. Yeah,
peel
I get
off.
That.
Like,
respect
yeah,
that.
There's, yeah, it's got its own pieces. Mm.
And if people try to sip him and stuff, like, because he'll like be running away, but then he'll like get tired,
mm-hmm.
or like pretend to get tired, you know, and so like you can then catch him.
I
and
can
then,
run for so long.
Yeah, yeah. And then
but
if
I'll
you
act
like
I'm tired.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take a sip. You're like sucking on his hair, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like you get big, like just like a big.
I'll put sauce in my hair.
Hank
and stuff,
of
yeah.
Hank of hair.
Yeah. I'll put like whatever.
In your mouth because it's like coming out the top. It's yeah. like fizz, kind of.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I'll put sauce in it, like a,
yeah.
like a cream sauce.
Yeah.
I understand. Yeah, I'm not sure why you'd do that. Hmm? I was thinking sort
people
of like
are,
a cream, though.
No, because
people are
sipping
on it. Yeah.
Sucking on them. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Cream, well, it's going to have more of the sort of foamy
okay.
like, beer head appearance than like
yeah.
a red sauce. Yeah.
Right. Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
I mean, that part's not finished. You seem to want to pitch on the costume.
Yeah,
so,
I'd love
like,
to pitch
the,
on
the
it.
The label thing is a non-starter at this point. But, like, if you have a different sauce idea, like, obviously I'm not putting it in until, like, I'm inside the cap and everything.
All right.
But it has to be a
to
sauce.
Be edible.
Yes, and it has to be a sauce that he can make when he's, like, fully in the bottle
yeah.
and stuff.
Do you have full mobility up with your arms?
He has no. to be able to toss it.
No.
Through the top.
With a yeah. ladle up. Under the top of his head, has
yeah.
to get it in there.
I have a little.
Maybe your
like,
wife could
I
help.
Have like a skateboard that's leaning over. She has no idea where I am. She doesn't have a fucking clue.
Oh, right. I forgot.
Jigsaw mode. Doesn't know.
You think she's going to, when he's in the kitchen making the sauce for the beer pho about his Halloween costume, you think his wife is going to know about that?
No. Mm-hmm. I guess it is the type of thing you keep from your wife.
No. I'll tell her something else.
I thought she'd be the first to want to sip you.
But if she walks in the kitchen, you have to be like, get out!
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
Get out now!
Happy Halloween.
Get out!
I'm making my sauce. My Halloween sauce.
You can't be in here. Not when this is happening.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was just checking to see if your I smelt burning.
You weren't just doing anything. You were just ruining my night.
I was checking
my
on
Halloween.
You.
I burnt it because you distracted me.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
You eat this one. I gotta start over. Stomp on the skateboard. Got flips the jar up onto my head.
Oh.
Well, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah. It didn't get a treat, that's for sure.
Hollywood Handbook.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years in the wilderness
stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We
Nothing
struggled
was.
In that
yeah.
time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon,
the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt. And I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward. What happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads? Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to.
Yeah, it was. It was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company, and so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead, was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's M-A-C-K. WELDON.com, promo code the boys.
Let's face it, folks, shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy, and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions? Yeah, they apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Beth Stellington is back on tour.
Yeah. Back on tour. We wanted to talk about this a little bit.
Did you?
We've been hearing a little bit about the tour. Would you say that a lot of fans are coming to hang out on the bus and have fun?
You know, they're not. I'm barely getting people out.
Okay, so that is accurate to what we had heard.
Yeah, yeah. Not a lot of people are coming out.
So we have had kind of an incoming call.
We've been retained.
Mm. Yeah. Crisis PR firm is looking to kind of clean up the image and
address
and
the fans on the bus.
Put out the kind of statement that only we can craft. We can believably present the idea that some fans have been hanging out on the bus and having a lot of fun, which might actually make it more appealing, right? Be a fan.
That's true.
So, you know, what we need from you, and we want it to be collaborative. We don't want to do anything you're uncomfortable with. Okay. We do need to know, like, what's a typical fan?
Mm.
What are we thinking is, like, a typical fan? We want it to feel authentic.
And a typical, like, bus game.
What's something that would happen on the bus that you would do with a fan that we can say, like, oh, this is what happened? And we kind of dummy up maybe like an AI version of the fan and, you know, make a sort of shadowy video where they're talking about how much fun they had at the game. You could decide if you don't want to win the game. It might be fun if the fan wins the game, but I know certain, especially comedians like you, need to kind of win in every story. So.
Right. That does sound like me.
Just a lot of stories of, like, I won, like, I'm a badass. Like, then I said the coolest, funniest thing you've ever thought of. You know, like, just, like, which, by the way, like, it works. Like, there's fans, obviously. We haven't gotten the image of, like, a typical one yet. We asked for it a little while ago.
Yeah,
again, this comes out on the 31st. When's Austin?
November 2nd through 4th.
They're out. They pulled out.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about?
Well, they pushed, I think.
What about the 9th or the 11th? That's Portland.
They pushed pending the...
Pending some sort of attraction for the fans so that they know that they've been playing games on the bus and everybody's having fun.
Okay. The typical fan is sort of like a dad in his 40s.
A 40s dad.
Okay. Who's bringing his son who's just about to go off to college. It's a twofer. Those are the types.
Oh, wow. So this guy had the kid kind of young.
Yeah.
And the 20s. Son is going off to college in November?
Yeah. He's late. He's late entry.
That late to college?
Okay.
Yeah.
He's got to go. He's so late.
No, he should be there already.
He's not that late.
He missed the freaking ice cream social.
No.
He missed the talent show.
Oh, he missed his orientation. I think it's fine to start late.
No, there's crucial bonding that happens in those first
few weeks. They didn't have the ice cream social for you? Wait, until November? After mid-November?
People were allowed to come late.
It's so cold.
As long as you pay, you can show up whenever you want.
Is that right?
Yeah. Anyway, okay. That's your typical fan. So it's or a girl dad. Who's like...
Is the son a fan?
He is after the show.
Okay.
So but that's
sort of stiff-armed by his dad.
Stiff-armed.
I meant to say not stiff-armed.
Could be part of the game.
No. Strong-armed is strong-armed. What I meant. Strong-armed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. I meant strong-armed.
Should be called strong-arming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Stiff-arming should be called mean-arming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the arm is far more than just stiff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's violent.
It's very aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a dad strong arms his son into seeing your show.
Mm-hmm. Where is he going to college?
In the University of Indianapolis.
University of Indianapolis?
So it's not University of Indiana located in Indianapolis.
No.
It's like a whole.
Wow. Yeah. And the son is
what's the mascot?
The Bulldogs.
Bulldogs.
Okay.
And the son's sort of like starting to get into maybe potentially sexually active.
Is he on scholarship or anything?
No scholarship.
The son is starting to get
sexually active.
Potentially get
during the show?
Active.
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When?
Just maybe when he goes off to
just
college.
Just at school?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People his age.
Okay. So that's why he's late.
Yeah.
He hasn't, like.
Right.
When you make your summer like sex promise or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and that like you know when you do it, like it looks weird if you show up to college and like,
yeah.
the proctors or whatever like what the fuck
yeah
this
shit your shit's dry
yeah well okay this helps me then so
that's the typical fan there's also like young women.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can work with that.
Okay.
What's their deal?
The dad in the 40s, by the way, like you act like young is like different from like a dad in his 40s is like.
That's true. No, that is so young. That's actually,
40s pretty young.
Yeah, that's
true.
Yeah.
You're
it
right.
It could be really young.
That's true. I'm talking more like she's 25 to 30.
Okay.
The young woman?
Mm-hmm.
And she's...
She dates older, though.
She dates older.
Typically.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sort of like a feminist.
Tough for
she
that.
She dates older because she's a feminist.
No, just that's the additional information I'm providing.
Okay.
For
she's
you guys
sort
to
of say. Like a feminist.
She is.
Yeah.
I'm, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I'm detecting a problematic love triangle.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All these fans were to come on the bus?
Well, what I'm seeing is
well,
this
they
young
are.
Woman.
This is like the whole thing. Like, they are. They will be on the bus and they will be playing games.
Well, just playing catchphrase, though, right?
I mean,
think more like
physical?
Props. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Like stuff being thrown around and stuff.
Yeah. It's like really
make,
goofy.
Like, you know,
it's like there's like a beach ball.
Or like
yeah.
flip cup.
Like, yeah.
Can we do like flip cup or ping pong or wait, what's it called? Beer pong?
There's a kid.
But with
on the,
no beer.
Like, there's a. Mm-hmm. There's a
with
a
water.
Kid on the bus who's never had sex before, and so like I don't think we want to be
right
creating new
but
problems.
It, but
the problem
it's also introducing
to
what he's about to get into at college in November.
Well, it can be very dangerous, obviously, to play flip cup for the first time at college. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate you looking out for him, but I do want to deal with what Hayes has identified, and I do think it is a big problem that this. Young woman wants to date the 40-year-old dad.
Yes.
And the young man, the son, wants to have sex for the first time.
Need someone to guide him who
but
has a little
actually,
experience.
And,
that's
and
a 25
and,
to 30-year-old
woman.
And
a 25 to
30-year-old woman
actually would be the ideal candidate.
Yes.
And so what we have is...
And the dad obviously loves his son, not sexually.
Well, it's
but
most
like
interesting
he,
man chasing the Dos Equis bottle.
Yes,
I mean, we're going
right.
around and around because
yes.
it's going to result in everyone having some level of frustration.
But she's not
think?
Ready to do it that night or anything like that. She's actually, she just came to get some merch from me. Some of my
what
merch.
Are we, what are we
okay,
pushing?
What are we, yeah, what's the merch that
what are we hawking?
Have, well, she came to get
a merch hat.
She came to get a hat. To wear, because she's actually not ready to get it.
What's a hat?
Fucking hat? Did
I
you
used,
sell hats?
Yeah, sell these hats. At...
What did they say
yeah,
on
what
them?
Are the hats? Say?
Be very careful how you answer this question.
The hat said my old special title, Girl Daddy.
Girl Daddy hat.
But But I do have new merch. I actually brought it for you guys.
Oh my God. Between this and the Kiwi Labs pickleball bundle I got, I'm leaving here loaded for bear.
Yeah, these. That's this is the merch.
That's true.
Socks. Oh.
This is the new merch.
What?
Yeah, and a mat.
And the sock. They say a raccoon is friends with me.
It has a raccoon popping out.
Oh, raccoon mag?
Yeah.
And it says women's stand-up comedy on the sock.
Yeah, and my
Beth
name's on the
Stelling
bottom.
On the bottom.
Yeah, and...
Women's stand-up comedy, best selling soccer. Hey, get your women's stand-up comedy, best selling sock.
Beth Stelling and best selling
socks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's kind of what she's coming to the show.
Beth Stelling stand-up.
Beth Stelling.
The Beth Stelling stand-up. I'm the Beth Stelling stand-up in the entire country, right?
Mm-hmm.
People say it fast.
Breath smelling.
Go, oh. We have merch for you as well.
This really? Is a magnet.
Chief.
Yeah, it's a magnet.
And our hats fridge. Don't
Something
say girl bad.
To your wife. Maybe the magnet's for your wife.
Yeah, I could see my wife using this. Will this stick to like a piece of paper?
When she wants to look at for a couple weeks.
Well, she'd probably want to put up the save the date for Chef Kevin's wedding. She's really trying to get in shape for his wedding.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Kevin's wedding revenge body, she keeps saying. It's all I hear in my house all day.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Fitness maniac.
Because there was a wedding that she wasn't ready for?
That has never been explained to me. She's just said Kevin's wedding revenge body.
She's doing ladders.
But doesn't that mean she has to prove something to Kevin about her body?
Sicko mode. Kevin, maybe you can shine some light on this. I don't know exactly what inspired it, but I know that it's very important to her.
She's doing burpees in the den.
Oh. And she's gonna wear a wedding dress as well.
This seems like an attack.
There's a fashion show during the wedding, and the theme is hot, hot, hot.
Wow.
Okay. Well, so she didn't tell me that, but also that's just the kind of mind games I like to play. She has no idea where I am right now.
Right. I was going to say, is it a couple's fashion thing? Because it seems like maybe she's leaving you in the dust. Did she tell you to get in shape too? Or you're not alone?
No. In fact,
she's been fattening you up?
She has. She's been cooking all these rich snacks for me.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, they're so rich. Mm-hmm. And they're exactly the type of thing she knows I can't resist.
Roast goose.
Okay. Puppy chow?
Turkish delight.
Roast goose, puppy chow. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Tiramisu.
Tiramisu.
Wait, I thought it was tiramisu.
Is it? Well, not the way she makes it.
Yeah.
You feel like a damn tree afterwards, rooted in that spot. I can't even. You gotta have to chop me down and roll me to bed after I finish that tiramisu. No, it's
Kevin.
It's really tasty.
Can you merch this person?
Oh my goodness,
merch me, Chief. Okay, and it was really close.
That's how she got that.
I almost. Ooh, very cool.
Yeah, speaking of hats, right?
We make those.
Welcome to the hat pack.
We say that.
Oh, wait, you're going to say it now?
Say that part. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Welcome to my prep.
Welcome to... Welcome to the packed hat.
Okay. Maybe we can do it at the end. We'll try again at the end.
The Beth Stelling stand-up in the USA. Welcome to the Hack Pack. Welcome to the Hack Pack.
Thank you.
Okay, so it's a 40-year-old dad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta stop making this noise.
Sexually inexperienced 18-year-old
He's really, he's boy. The 40-year-old virgin's dad.
Dad.
Yeah.
Has he, done... kissing?
Yeah,
I hope
too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't asked too many questions because I don't want to get in trouble.
Right.
Right, because...
It's not my business, really.
Yeah.
I can only say but what he's offered me. The dad is really the one who's giving me all the information.
Mm-hmm.
The girl was there. She actually wanted to
get a
hat.
She on the apps?
was on the apps, and she just wanted to get a hat to wear, like one of the Girl Daddy hats.
Jesus, man, the apps are crazy.
They are.
The apps are nuts, and they got an app for everything now. Oh, you know, hipsterastronauts.com.
I've never heard
this
of that.
This is an app now. You know what I mean? Some of you guys heard of some of these these apps?
Yeah.
Jesus,
that
man.
.com at the name.
But the apps have gone off the deep end, my friend. I mean, these apps are nuts. They're logo insane. Hipsterastronaut.com. Like, how many people are on there? And sometimes you're on the app, you go, am I the one on these apps? I feel that way. But, you know, you got to get on there. I mean, you
paying for them?
Or fresh.
Are you into paying for them? Or you like the free apps?
Oh, I pay for it.
Yeah.
No shame. No shame for me, man.
What's the highest you paid for an app?
For an app, for a particular app? Yeah. For how long?
Couple weeks.
I do the yearly for all of them because you end up saving ultimately.
Yeah.
You know, but even if you forget don't to use cancel? It. Well, then it'll be my experience with the app will be a lot like my experience with some of the dates because I feel like they forget to cancel. Some of these hipster astronauts forget to cancel and still but don't show up.
I just want
no, it's
I don't know
sickening.
What happened with sort of the choreography that we had set up for moments like that. Did you see that Beth just yawned?
Yeah.
Okay. And where was the so we have been
where was the syringe?
We have been training Kevin to
can you yawn again?
He has a syringe.
La 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 la. Sorry, I was supposed to add that in. La 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 la.
That's singing. That's not. That's not what. That's not what a syringe is.
Okay, and I have the syringe too. Sorry, I like to add a little music into each episode.
I just got a text from my wife.
What'd she say?
I swear to God, you can read this.
Is she mad at you?
No. But just second from the bottom with the little thumbs up. Read what that says.
Okay to order panini, Kevin Grill.
Kevin.
Panini
it's a typo.
Kevin.
Instead of.
Okay to order panini, Kevin Grill.
This revenge body is starting to make a lot of
shit
sense.
This shit is starting to infect every aspect of my life.
It's not enough that she just has Kevin's wedding revenge body. She also has to get revenge on Kevin's body.
Yeah.
By filling it with panini.
Wow.
Panini Kevin Grill. She raced to correct it.
Do you
kebab.
Think she's panicking?
I mean, I
kebab
try not
versus
to know what's going on with her because I do think that you have to keep it fresh. So I really do not want to understand whether she's panicking or not. But this is a pretty clear signal to me that I have to somehow find a way to ignore. It's really, really troubling. Panini Kevin Grill. Okay to order that? I have to say no.
Say it's not okay.
I have to say no.
It's not okay.
That's
I have to say no.
Say we work together.
Yeah. That's a my coworker. That's a my coworker.
No.
You want to read what I just wrote?
But we're not coworkers. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like, I guess you're right.
Beth, as an independent party, will you read what I just wrote?
Kebab,
no.
Do you want soup? No.
Well, yeah, I don't want the soup. No.
What do you think she's going to think of that?
I don't know. I mean, I can't have the whole show be. She has no idea where I am right now.
Just say I want Kevin soup.
I want Kevin soup.
And have you tried it before?
I want Kevin soup. Have you tried it before?
I like that. And then
love.
And then your name.
What did you think? She didn't need my last name, right?
No.
She only didn't need it when she married me.
Did she take it?
No.
She did not
didn't
need
want it.
It.
Oh, she's probably a fan of me. Feminist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's, yeah. She's a lot like one of your typical fans there getting on that old bus to play some games. So you had suggested catchphrase. We wanted something more prop heavy.
Horseshoe, maybe?
Horseshoe bus. Beth, I think you're finally starting to figure out what's going on.
And there. I'm pulling different elements that have just been like floating. This is what I do. Just like, you know, there's stuff in the ether and I just like pull out what's useful to me.
He assembles it. Yes.
Yeah.
Panini shoe.
Panini
shoe. Instead of horseshoe game, panini shoe. Make panini. Ding. Open it up. Carve out
the
horseshoe.
Shoe, yeah.
Yes. Pretty well done, panini. Throw it.
Throw the panini
shoe.
A horseshoe that's actually
that's fun
panini.
For dad. That's fun for woman. And it's
son.
Fun for virgin son and as it's well.
Fun for son.
And then, do you eat them after? Are you throwing them onto a plate that has a big fork in the center of it?
Yeah, I think it's a big standing up fork.
And you're gonna hook that.
You wrap it around the fork, and then you just and then if you correctly, you know, land your throw, then as everyone typically does, you pick up the fork and you eat your panini with a fork. You know, I think that
what's
this
going
is
in the
kind
panini
of,
is the only.
Well, that is a horse of a different color and horseshoes.
It's your tour.
Yeah. So what goes into the panini? Some of this merch?
Yeah. I don't think I think it has to be something edible.
Okay. Yeah. So is the merch not edible?
No. Don't eat
okay,
that.
Okay, let me put these socks somewhere else then.
Yeah.
This is my food.
Yeah. I think I'm thinking, I would do sort of like some
You did
ham.
Bring something edible, right?
Yeah.
What is that?
Some salad.
Some salad?
Mediterranean salad with pita
But
chips.
That's not merch.
That's not merch. I mean, I guess I could try to sell it since I took
Mediterranean
a
salad.
Salad!
Is that from the Panini Kevin Grill?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is everyone I know is going to this. This
yeah.
is really crazy.
I'm just, Ham. The reason I got a salad is because I'm trying to also do the revenge body.
For Kevin.
For Kevin's wedding.
Kevin's
for Kevin's wedding.
Body.
Yeah.
I wasn't invited, but I think Kevin's I'm going to show up.
Invited. Yeah.
I'm going to
Revenge show, body, yeah. Kevin's wedding challenge.
I'm just showing up for the fashion part and then I'll leave.
The
fashion show part.
What are you doing for the hot, hot, hot theme?
I was thinking I might come as like a hot Cheeto.
I'm going to be the hot ones guy.
Oh, that's cool. His name's Sean.
Sean.
Cool.
Yeah.
Are you going to shave off your hair or bald cap?
I'll probably try and see if he can have hair like mine. If he could start having hair like mine, I think that would be better for me.
Then you don't have to change your
hair. I don't want to do any of that. Yeah. And if he could also not be eating food that's so hot, please.
Yes.
I get that.
If I'm going to be being this guy, like, it would be very nice if he would stop eating such hot items.
That's what makes
I don't want to do that at all.
That's a pretty simple ask.
Yeah.
Just reach out.
You put ham?
I'm going to put ham on it. And then like a boursin cheese.
Okay, that's working. Boursin.
Cheese.
Boursin cheese.
Boursin Scott Card.
And that's it.
Boursin Wells.
Just those
but
two.
Sure. But I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, I don't know what to do with it. But I have it. I have it if we need it. And my hope is that we don't end up needing that for the rest of the show because I do not know what to do with it.
Me neither.
But I have it here. And just know that you guys can come up with a signal or something.
For to use it, Boursin
Send
Wells?
It to me to say Boursin Wells, yes. And are we coming, I don't know what it'll
ham
be.
Ham and Boursin.
I hope we don't need it.
Ham and Boursin. Ham.
Boursin Boarshead.
Boarshead Boursin.
She's a Boursin, son.
Yeah, so I was a little embarrassed to ask this before, but as we are really digging into the shape of the word, the fuck is Boursin cheese?
It kind of comes in like a little, it's like, it comes in a cylinder shape. Mm-hmm. It's a foil that you peel off the top.
And there's a little green confetti in it.
Yeah. And it's white cheese.
St. Patrick's.
And it's soft cheese.
Oh my gosh.
And you could go like this and wipe it on the horseshoe panini bread.
Wipe it on the bread.
And then the ham, you're going to have to sort of.
For a food product to be described that way, or to be like, how do you make a peanut butter sandwich? Oh, you just wipe the peanut butter all over the bread.
I wipe really the bread on the borscht.
It really doesn't seem like it's a part of the food that you want. You're trying to get it off of something else.
La, la, la.
Kevin,
Shringe.
Kevin. Well, that's the wrong one. It wasn't supposed to make her fall asleep.
Kevin, you take the shringe. You inject it into the scarab beetle.
Okay.
And that gives the scarab beetle the serum where you can control it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have it fly.
You extend your hand,
yes.
And then when her mouth is open, mm-hmm. you with your mind,
yes.
you steer the scarab beetle into Beth's mouth.
That was a close one.
The singing, I don't know. Like,
it's a beautiful song. I was going to sing it at the wedding.
Oh no!
That's going to be my vows. That sounds like a turkey.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort
what
of
hot
like
chicken. What about hot turkey?
Yeah.
Nashville hot turkey.
Nashville hot ass turkey.
Mm-hmm. That could be interesting. I mean, I just feel like we kind of set this up with Beth Stellington, and we were talking about Halloween costumes. We did all this stuff, and now we're like in this turkey zone, and it's just all moving a little too fast for me. Because I am one of these freaks who associates turkey with Thanksgiving,
right.
Which is like still the next holiday away. I'd like to actually process my Halloween. I'd like to keep these things kind of distinct.
Separate.
Yeah. For me, it's just like not something that I can just throw out in the trash.
So you wouldn't want somebody to dress up like a pilgrim or something for Halloween? That would be too much of a crossover?
Now I feel like I'm caught because I'm on record as saying that you can dress up as a pilgrim for Halloween. And that's in a couple of different publications, me saying that. And now I feel like, oh, I'm fucked, right? Like I've doubled back on my own idea.
Yeah.
But, I wasn't even, it was just like a lot of people had attacked me for some of what I thought was a good Halloween costume at the time. And I just felt like, hey man, you should be able to do whatever. You should be able to be a pilgrim. This is the only example I used. I said it so much.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't,
that's why you brought it up.
No,
but like,
I'm so sorry if that's like sort of traumatic for you. I had no clue that that was like an
area. No, it's not.
Area.
This moment's traumatic for me.
When I wrote
the article, I actually thought like, this is really good. I was reading it back. I was like, I'm crushing this. Like, but, I really wrote
so
the shit
out of this. So you
wrote
the article. It wasn't somebody interviewing you.
No, I wrote the article and entered quite a few publications. And it just basically said like, hey man, people coming after my Halloween costume. Like, just like, it's free Halloween, you know, everyone should be able to dress up as whatever they want. Like, you should be able to dress up as a fucking pilgrim if you want.
Yeah.
You know?
This is an accountability moment for me as well, because I realized I was talking about St. Patrick's Day before, because this is this consumer culture working on me as well, where like, as soon as October 1st rolls around, now it's suddenly they start putting out the Irish peeps in the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know they had those.
Oh yeah, they look just like regular peeps, but they're
green.
No, they're Irish.
Yeah,
are they shamrocks?
No,
they're
just
Irish.
Peeps.
They're
like
peeps.
From of Irish descent.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, peeps.
Mm-hmm.
They're already out.
No, they came out
on October 1st.
They came out.
That's so early.
They ended up back on the shelves on October 1st, the Irish peeps.
Mm-hmm.
I love peeps.
And it was just Columbus Day, so the Italian peeps, like, it just came off the shelf.
I thought they stopped making those.
You can get a good discount. They did.
Okay, yeah.
That's why
yeah.
they came off the shelf.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about that Pilgrim article I wrote, too, and it's like, I don't know why I went so hard on that one example. And yeah. It wasn't even related to, like, what the issue had been for me. You know, at the time, I had dressed as a very recent tragedy, and it was just, like, not, like... And I thought that I could kind of, I guess, distract people or like mm-hmm. change the conversation around it.
Mm-hmm.
I was really happy with some of the writing, but I don't know.
Sense.
I got fucked on both sides of it because it didn't really make anyone forgive me. And then now the Pilgrim thing
it's out there.
Explicitly has come home to roost in terms of me saying like that I don't want Thanksgiving to invade Halloween's zone.
Can you say, I mean, you don't have to say what the tragedy was, but can you say what year it was that you wore a costume that was a very recent tragedy?
I mean, I would just, I kind of is going to give it away. If
okay, all right.
It's going to be.
Okay, that's fine.
Going to be very, very obvious.
Got it,
you
okay.
know? Yeah.
Okay.
So
say no more.
I'd rather not. I shouldn't have brought it up again, and I really mm-hmm. shouldn't get specific on it because a lot of the heat is just blowing over from it. Bear Stearns closing. The collapse.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was going to be something totally different.
Yeah, it was a collapse. Yeah, it was a collapse. The collapse of Lehman Brothers. It was a lot of
mm-hmm.
A lot of beloved financial institutions.
Mm-hmm. And you dressed up like that?
Yes, Beth. And I am aware now that it was insensitive.
Okay.
And I have apologized to the families. And I can take responsibility. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at the time, too, like, it was, you have to understand, like, it was a different... culture, like mm-hmm. it was totally different texture around that, and you know, I was in some ways trying to just be a voice out there that said, hey, you could dress however you want, you know, mm-hmm. you dress as a pilgrim if you want, like you can do anything,
mm-hmm.
and I probably took that ethos a smidge too far, and if I had it to do all over again, I have no regrets because of what I've learned through this process and how I've grown, but I will admit that if I could do it again, I would probably wear a different costume.
Okay.
Were you wondering like how it was... render like
yeah.
yeah
if there was a photo or something
bear head like eyebrows that are like Mads it's like Bear Stearns that's easy Lehman Brothers Jason Lee head
mm-hmm.
Jason Lee shirt and you know and like Jason Lee's legs sticking out of his stomach kind of
mm-hmm.
And like a fake Bruce Lee head,
Lee Man, yeah,
on his belly.
Michael Mann as well was part of it.
Yeah. Yeah, and like Bruce Lee pants, kind of. So it's kind of like Jason Lee is riding around on Bruce Lee's shoulders, and like Michael Mann is there too. So it's the Lee Man brothers.
Lee Man brothers.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm picturing it.
Bear Stearns eyebrows.
Right.
Stern Bear.
Yeah, I hadn't even heard about that. I didn't realize it was a big controversy. I never heard about that.
Okay, I never fucking heard of a bunch of your shit. I don't know everything you've done. Like, I didn't know what your merch was. Like, I'm trying to, you know, come on, talk about it. Let's promote
okay.
it.
It seems like, I it seems like you're getting
time,
a little defensive. But
every time you say something I didn't hear about,
well,
I'm not
no,
gonna
I was trying
up.
To make you feel better. It seems like you've snapped a bit because I was trying to make you feel better. Like, well, I didn't even hear about the controversy.
Okay,
so don't even worry
about
that.
Not hearing about it. Like, that is not something that came up for me. So now I know that. Now we're both up to speed. You know, I'm trying to save your tour, Austin Pushed. They want to hear that people are having fun on the bus.
I get that.
The fans need something to look forward to. They can watch the show on TV.
Okay.
You know, they can watch the stand-up.
This is a new show, though. This is a totally new show. And I also, I didn't want to tell you guys.
Is it not
going
to be on TV?
Okay, they want to be able to watch it on TV.
It's
they
want on
to be
TV.
Able to go see this the thing from TV.
No, it's the thing on the TV is on Netflix, and that's the end of it. I'm not doing that on tour again. And I didn't want to tell you guys.
I hadn't heard about that.
Well, I have a whole new hour that I'm doing.
They want to see the one from TV. That's what they know. That's what they're used to. They're going to
I have something else to tell you guys. I lost the bus.
Beth, don't say that.
You lost it?
We don't need the bus.
Did you not have a dock?
I didn't have a dock for it.
We don't need the bus for the... For what we're doing, which is we are strategically planting in multiple publications, yes. Some of which carried my Pilgrim screed.
I don't want to be in that. I don't want to be associated with those.
That just fun stories from people, typical fans, who were able to go on the bus and actually have a good time.
Well, maybe one of them has the bus because I lost it.
The fucking shit is fake. This is fake. This is crisis PR. This is not normal PR. This is a crisis that you are in, that your tour is in. And especially knowing that they don't even know the jokes. Like, we've got to promise something familiar, you know?
Okay.
Whether it's Panini Horseshoe or whatever, yeah.
Wait, and this is the merch from... This is...
From the last special.
From the last special.
This special that's currently out.
So every special has...
Different merch.
Well, no. This special has the merch from the last two specials, it sounds like.
Well.
Girl, dad, hat.
Right, but that was from a different, she's come to multiple shows. She's back again to get the new merch is what I'm telling you. She already came and saw me. You asked for a typical fan. A fan doesn't just come once. She already has the hat. She wants the socks.
What's this one's name, this tour? And is there anything from it on?
Yeah, what's
on
the
clothes?
Next?
And the S.
We can do a belt.
Not really. There's no merch that's tight because it's a new hour.
What are we gonna call it? What are we gonna call it?
I don't have.
Can we
a name
at least
for
solve
it?
That? Well, fucking let's make one up. I mean, you know.
Well, what do you want to know?
Wells?
Like,
I mean, is this where we finally use it?
Okay, I mean, but that means I'm gonna have to write a bit about Borson. I guess the panini toss.
No, that's no good. None of this is gonna work.
It doesn't always have to, like, the title doesn't always have to be what's in the
okay.
But like the weird thing, like Frankenstein is like barely in the book at all.
Okay,
isn't that fucked up?
Like you're expecting that it's gonna be like
a lot of Frankenstein.
Like, yeah,
I was getting like, juiced on. Yeah,
they mostly just like they
gonna be doing some stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
They talk about him a little bit, but he's like very not essential to the plot at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's incidental.
Mm-hmm. So.
Beth Stelling's monster.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so Beth Stelling's the comedian. You're thinking of Beth Stelling's monster. That'd be good, especially if we can get it out. Release it at the same time as this episode on Halloween.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect. Come out.
Are you willing to do that?
Yes. Name the tour Beth
Stelling's
monster.
Finally playing ball.
So should I make merch with that?
Tour bus
is gone.
He's doing something. He's got something. You have something.
Tour.
Watch. Look. He does this. Watch. Look. He's doing it.
Tour. Bust.
Tour bust.
Tour bust.
Tour or bust.
Bus tour. Keaton.
Bus tour. Keaton bus is tour. Good. Bor store. Bor.
No. Yeah. Bor store.
Borson.
Bor store. Borson.
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 Borse with an apostrophe. People know that's Borson.
Bring your own ham. Bring the ham.
Borse Tor. Borse Tor Keaton.
Restore Keaton. Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.